It's a pleasure for me to introduce to you our newest Bronco, TJ Ward, safety from the Cleveland Browns, and we are extremely excited to have TJ.
First off, I want to thank Mr. Elway, Mr. Heckert, Mr. Bowling, Coach Fox for the opportunity and bringing me here to such a great organization, and I'm just looking forward to, you know, getting this show on the road, hopefully getting some championships here and, you know, continuing my career the right way.
So another former Cleveland Brown, Mike Adams, when he came here, he said he loved his time in Cleveland, but he hated watching football in January. Does that resonate with you now that you're looking at this next opportunity you now have here in Denver, hopefully?
Yeah, that definitely sums it up. Yeah, Cleveland's a great city. They have a great fan base, but we just didn't get the wins we wanted while I was out there. So I'm excited to, you know, this team has the potential to possibly win the championship coming up. So definitely looking forward to that.
We were just talking, you wanted this to happen quickly. Free agency started. You're talking to the Broncos. What were those conversations like, and what was it like to think about coming to Denver? What did it take, I guess, to convince you to come here? How much was there?
It wasn't much convincing needed to do. Most of the conversations were relayed from my agent. You know, he talked to them. So, you know, he kept me in the loop with the few or the couple of teams that were really serious about offering me. And, you know, as soon as Denver did, I was almost like, okay, all right, I'm going there. So just the tradition, the fans, and the players they have on this team, where they were last year in the Super Bowl, you know, all that had a lot to do with it.
How much more maybe does something like that as an influence mean to you now compared to when you were a rookie? Now you understand what it's like to grind through a couple of seasons, to play that whole stretch. Now you know you want to compete for a trophy.
Yeah, exactly. You know, when you're younger, you're kind of naive. You know, you always want to win a championship, but I guess the more years you spend in this league and you see how difficult it is to win and, you know, how winning organizations get things done, and, you know, Denver is a prime example of that.
I asked some of my friends who are from Cleveland, what's TJ Ward all about? What's he like? I said he's a physical player. What have you learned about being a physical player in the NFL? What do you know now maybe that you didn't know when you were a rookie, and does that best describe how you play, TJ?
Yeah, I'm definitely a physical player. I think that's one of my best attributes. But I don't think I've learned anything from then to now. It's just something I do. You know, it comes natural. So, you know, with the rules, you've had to learn to adapt, and some of that physicality, it has been stripped from defensive players. But for the most part, it's the same, and it's an attitude. And I think if you bring that attitude, then, you know, your play will reflect it.
Do you have to have that attitude, that grit back there? That's just one of the things. How come?
Definitely. I mean, that's just the mentality. You want to, as a defensive player, you know, I want to strike fear in my opponents. And when they see me in certain situations, they might not want to catch that ball, or they might want to step out of bounds, or whatever I do to, you know, get them thinking or worried about something I'm going to do, then, you know, it doesn't make them play as fast and as hard. So.
So you got to be mean back there.
Definitely.
You said during your press conference, though, you're a little soft-spoken. We're talking here like two gentlemen. You called Mr. Elway, Mr. Fox, Mr. Bowen. Do you flip that switch when you put the helmet on? Is that when it happens? How does it happen?
No, that's just a respect thing, you know, I have. But when I'm on the field, that switch is always flipped. You know, there's no misters out there. You know, when you're in those, between those lines, you know, it gets hectic. So, I mean, I have respect for my opponents, and I, you know, respect other players, but it's just different. Like, when I'm out there, it's kind of you're faceless. You know, you have no identity, and you're just a number, pretty much.
So you're going to bring a little bit of fear to the back end with this team. Have you had a chance? I know it's happened so quickly. You've talked to your family. They're excited. Have you had a chance to talk to any players that are friends of yours about what it means to come to a team like Denver?
You know, I talked to Mike Adams, like you said.
Yeah.
But these last couple of days, or yesterday to today, my phone has been ringing nonstop off the hook, text messages. So I haven't really got to sit down and have conversations with too many people besides, you know, my family. So, but, you know, DeQuell Jackson, a guy I was with in Cleveland for 4 years, and, you know, one of the guys I looked up to who is now in Indy, you know, we talked about, you know, being with winning organizations and, you know, how they do it and why he made his decision. So I'm definitely looking forward to getting started.
with such a career change, that's what this is, it's a big career change, you're switching teams. What do you think the next few days and eventually couple weeks will be like? Off-season program, a little more than a month away. It's going to get here quickly.
Yeah, it's kind of surreal right now. I still almost can't believe I'm, you know, a Denver Bronco, but, you know, just walking around in a whole new environment, a whole new city, and a whole new side of the country, it's going to have to take a little time to get used to, but, you know, I'm going to fit in just fine.